Greg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Everybody's emailing me about this. There's a divided topic, whether or not people want to get these colonoscopies. My buddy Craig says, I'm doing my first one next week, and I'll be 60 soon. So it's time just to be safe. I like that approach. If I make it to 60 and I'm like, I should start worrying about my butthole now, getting a little bit helpless. The procedure isn't a bad thing, Craig says. They knock you out, violate you, and wake you up. You don't know what happened. It's like a date with Cosby. It's the day before of fasting and projectile crapping that is the worst part. I don't know about that.
Drinking the special.
You have to
mix.
Drink that stuff that empty shit. And then my buddy Cube, who says, I do these all the time. I don't know what you're so afraid of.
All the time?
Like, what do you mean all the time? He goes, dude, I go all the time. Anytime there's an itch or anything, I go there. So what are you afraid of? Every dump you take probably has more girth than a doctor. Unless Andre the Giant's your doctor, maybe you're afraid you're going to like it. And I'm like, no, here's my issue with it. I don't want him to find anything wrong.
He's talking about the getting the finger.
Yeah, I don't want to find anything wrong back there. If you find something wrong back there, then I got to start worrying about back there. If what I don't know. So I just dropped it a rotten butthole somewhere. And I said, you do it once, you find something wrong, you got to make, like, dates with him for the next month to have him back there all the time. Then I got some guy me all the time. If he could promise me that it was just one and done, like college, maybe I'd give it a run. And what if you do like it and you start blowing your paychecks on these exams that are not covered by insurance anymore because you're going too often? You're in a days in getting your butt checked. You call it medicine. Whatever.
That's the best place.
I don't know. I'm going to have a bodyguard. I'm going to look like when Malcolm X used to go to the doctor. There's going to be like four or five dudes in those hats, those little hats they wore.
Bow tie.
Nation of Islam's going to be standing all around me. Don't touch me in any inappropriate way, please. Like when Farrakhan went to the doctor. It's not going to be good. Brady, it's time now for you, my friend, to go to... get us off this topic. I'm just nervous. Everything's all clenched up. Entertain me.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue, Chandler and Scottsdale. And enjoy the happy hour every Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 6:30.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. This Cameron guy just emailed. So there's a few guys I know that actually have had orgasms when that's happened. Well, you're talking to one right now. That dude that gave me my
maybe
first check.
Round.
Of course that's where it's coming from. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it. You think I don't want to go back to that and relive Titanic? It was amazing. I didn't know I was going to have that happen to me that day. I had a urinary tract infection.
I was going to the back of my mind the first time.
That was glorious.
You told that story, but then I had it happen.
He hits it just so, and you're like, oh, yeah. What's your middle name? We're getting married, you and me. He loved it, and I had to clean up the thing.
Well, it's we'll change powerful. The medical topic.
Thank you.
Today is National Different Colored Eyes Day.
Oh, Max Scherzer Day.
Heterochromia. Max Scherzer does have two.
What if you're gay?
Eyes.
Is it homochromia?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because we're all homochromia.
Are we?
Are we?
Mila Kunis. She has
She's
two.
A homochrome?
Yep. Henry Cavill.
Oh, Superman?
David Bowie is not.
Is that right?
His eye, he had a different condition. His eye was damaged, his left eye, damaged when he was in a fight as a kid. And
yeah.
It basically gave the illusion of one of his eyes being brown, but it's actually permanently dilated.
Wow. Yeah, he always had that crazy looking eye.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd.
Really? I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Check out, they posted a photo of it, I checked it out, and then Elizabeth Berkley, Saved by the Bell. Her right eye is half green, half brown.
That's hot.
Left eye is all green.
Nah, that's good. I gotta watch Showgirls again just because of that.
CBS is developing a new animated special called Michael Jackson's Halloween.
Oh no!
They're
Kids at the door.
Working with Michael's estate, so they're free to use his music and animated likeness. It'll air sometime this fall.
Open the door.
Don't scream, children. This isn't a mask.
They're going to a mysterious hotel located on 777 Jackson Street.
Welcome to my home.
The voice
no,
cast.
No, it's all right. I know. It's not. This is my face. Oh, children, you're being ridiculous.
The voice cast includes Jim Parsons, no. Lucy Liu,
Vanga.
Christine Baranski, Alan Cumming, George wow. Eads.
He's super gay.
Brad Garrett.
Until there. Huh. Michael Jackson's
speaking
Halloween.
Of Michael Quincy Jones, his lawyers are in court right now claiming that Michael's estate owes him $30 million in royalties.
Quincy wants money from Michael?
Quincy himself will testify next week.
And Michael's estate owes him $130
million?
$30 million. Oh, there's 130. So he's going to take it from Prince and Blanket and Paris?
Not taking what...
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, he's dead. The ultimate price has been paid, and Quincy's doing all right. It's like Quincy's not broke, is he? And I'm not saying that I wouldn't want my $30 million, too. I don't care how much I've got.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. It isn't. But still, he's dead, so maybe you're out the $30 million. Take half of that? He owes me... Your dad owes me $30 million bucks is a tough one to bring up after the kids. You know, you got to bring it over
is.
To...
You know,
hey, but by the way...
Hey, Prince, it's Quincy. Yes, it's Prince Jackson here, clearly the son of Michael. How are you? Jamai.
Well, how would you? I mean, if you were Q.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough phone call to make. I just went over the books again. It turns out Michael owes me $30 million. Let me get on the horn here and call Prince. Prince Jackson, Quincy.
Yes, it's Prince Jackson here. Jamai, lay it on me.
Let me talk to Blanket.
Blanket, Quincy wants to talk to you, brah. It's Blanket here. Come on, lay it on me.
That's their phone ring.
That's just...
Come on. I'm clearly the son of Michael Jackson, Prince Jackson. You can tell by my voice.
Woo!
Just, it's in the genetics, you know. I just can't stop dancing.
If you've ever heard that kid talk, you're like, nope, no Maury test necessary.
My father is Michael Jackson. Shamoy.
Are you saying Jamon or Shamoy?
We don't know what my daddy said. Shamoy.
I don't know. I sing the same songs.
I don't know.
Sing.
It's just in me. It's genetic. It's part of my DNA. Ching, Jamoy. I am Michael Jackson's son. How are you? I know. I know what you're thinking. The resemblance is amazing. It's like he's in the room. Come on. Let him eat. All right.
Now that Paris Jackson's turned into quite a different story. She's smoking hot. And she looks like her dad. She's a beautiful woman.
Shark Week kicks off on the Discovery Channel
that
on
is
Sunday.
Not Michael's kid. Why can't we all just say it? And have it be real. Why are we all still pretending? Is it to protect Prince? Do you think Prince Jackson doesn't know when he looks in the mirror that probably not? I mean, you'll take the money. He's still your legal guardian. You still get the dough.
So he got all the Debbie
speaking of
what?
Dough, Debbie Rowe was that was cut a long time ago. The check
she got paid immediately. Yeah, she didn't get any future
flat
revenue.
Out,
right?
Deal.
There were no royalties.
Carry some of these.
My mother needs some cash. My dad told me I couldn't do it. You're some more. Aunt Janet?
Hey, who are you?
Yeah, it's I know you probably think it's Michael from the grave, but no, it's Prince.
Wonder if we could do a video together.
I was thinking maybe we could, collaborate on a tune. Some more. I know it sounds just like my dad. It might make people think that the dead have risen.
They probably at one time entertained the deal. We'll do a world tour with him.
Maybe I could get Prince to sing one of Michael's songs. Prince, can you sing?
Of course I can. It's part of my makeup. Jamor.
Oh, man. Is
Shark
that on Prince's leg?
That's on Prince Sunday night, John.
Prince has... And he doesn't look at the tattoo of his leg and go, that's not my dad. Look, at even the tattoo doesn't look like me.
He modified it a little bit.
I feel bad because it's just unfair that he had to live this life. Right. But he deserves the money. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't want to be Michael Jackson's kids either. That's probably the father right there, Alec Guinness.
We can we can play this tomorrow or play it.
What do you got?
Alec Guinness did an interview way back. I'm not sure it was in the...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
67. And he talks... 77.
Yeah. Year after they made it.
Yeah. And so he talks about the interview that he runs into James Dean.
Huh?
And James Dean... This was in England. James Dean pulls up and said, hey, would you like to join
us? Not in 77.
I was going to say, no, he didn't. This is a lie.
That was in 54 or 50, 55.
Right.
And
they were gay together or something?
No, he was trying to get in a restaurant. Well, play the interview. He's trying to get in the restaurant. Couldn't get in. James Dean asked him to join me at the table.
Right in Hollywood, I met James Dean.
Obi-Wan met
James. It was a very, very odd occurrence. I'd arrived off the plane. Those were, you know, took a long time in those days, about 16 hours flight. And I'd been met by Grace Kelly and various people, but I found that I was alone for myself for the evening. And a woman I knew phoned up and said, let me take you out to dinner. And we went to various places, and she was wearing trousers, and they wouldn't let her in any of the smart Hollywood restaurants. Think of it, you know, whatever it was, 1952, 54, something like that. However, we finally went to a little Italian dive, and that was full. And so one got turned away. I said, honestly, I don't mind just a hamburger anyway. I was hungry by then.
All right, Obi-Wan, get to
it. Running down the street, and it was James Dean. And he said, I was in that restaurant, you couldn't get a table. And my name's James Dean. He said, will you come and join me? So we said, yes. Very kind of him. And then going back into the restaurant, he said, before we go in, I must show you something. I've just got a new car.
Oh, boy.
And it was a Porsche.
There in
Spider.
The courtyard of this little restaurant was a, I don't know what the car was, some little silver, very smart thing, all done up in cellophane with a bunch of roses tied to its bonnet. And I said,
this is not the
how
car
fast
looking
you,
for.
Can you drive in this? He said, oh, I can do 150 in it.
12 parsecs.
And I said, have you driven it? He said, no, I've never been in it at all. And some strange thing came over me, some almost different voice. And I said, look, I won't join your table unless you want me to, but I must say something. Please do not get into that car. Because if you do, and I looked at my
so
watch.
So he has the force?
I said, if you get into that car at all, it's now Thursday, whatever the date was, 10 o'clock at night, and by 10 o'clock at night, next Thursday, you'll be dead if you get into that car.
Wow.
Guess who died in the car?
What a fun story he'd shared on that talk show. Jesus. Talk about Star Wars. I thought this was going to be more fun than his prediction of James Dean's head coming off.
It was 22 years later.
Huh? Well, the interview was, but it's still, man, spruce it up, embellish a little bit. At least have dinner with the guy. I won't have dinner with you.
You're an incredible asshole.
This is not the car you're looking for. We'll use your speeder.
We'll
have to take your speeder. And we took the speeder, and his head fell off. It's dreadful, really.
It was all survived.
Very fancy. The roses fell off the bonnet. Very fancy.
He stayed an Obi-Wan character the whole time in that interview.
What a terrible story. Hee hee. Chimoy. He predicted my father's death as well. If you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to drop dead, drug overdose, and your children will, of course, someday not be yours. He says that it wasn't my real dad. He's a quack. Come on. Let's get the hell out of here, shall we? All done. Shannon's in here and taking over for Larry for the week, and he's going to give you another shot at Whiplash that's coming up next. I believe we're all finished, if I'm not mistaken. So you guys have a great one. Come
good luck,
down.
Eric. Big wish.
You got your Whiplash
cheese
thing
and peas.
Tonight. Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard from 5 to 7 if
Airport
you want to go
Dodge.
Visit Toledo with the car, with the Dodge Challenger. It's out there today. All the information's at 98KUPD.com. We're done. It's Hailstorm, 98KUPD. So!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.